Thank you, Brother Craig, and thank you for that prayer. We pray that the Lord would give help, and please continue to pray for me. Also pray for my voice. I've been struggling with a cough, and hopefully I will make it through. Let's pray again. Our blessed God and Father, we are indeed grateful for your word that you've given us to guide us, to show us how we ought to live and to do your will. Direct us, give us wisdom and understanding and grace, we pray. Grace that we might receive from your word and be obedient to it, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Peter, please turn to chapter 3 of 1 Peter. Thank you. There are five callings in the book of 1 Peter that we are called to as believers. We know that the book of Peter was written was one of what we call the Catholic epistles, written to a general audience of Christians, not necessarily specifically to one group. And so we have these callings that are found in the book of 1 Peter and chapter 1, verse 15. We are called to holiness, called to holiness. It says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And in chapter 2, we have a call from darkness to light. Chapter 2, verse 9 speaks, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, and a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And then we know that the great theme of 1 Peter is that of our calling to suffering and how we should respond to that. And we have in chapter 2, verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. And we know that a great part of the work of Christ on our behalf is that of suffering. And so we are likewise called to suffer with him before we are glorified with him. And then in chapter 3, verse 9, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye were thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. And finally, in chapter 5, there's a call to eternal glory. Chapter 5, verse 10, but the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect or complete, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And this is the maturity that we are called to. But today, We just want to, I want to draw attention to that fourth calling, the called unto blessing, called unto blessing. And I like to read for our text, 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 8 through 14, as we take a closer look at our call unto blessing. Reading beginning at verse 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren. Be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. Knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. And then he quotes from the Psalms, for he that would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of the terror, neither be troubled. Now, benediction is the utterance or bestowing of a blessing. The benediction is the utterance or bestowing of a blessing, especially at the end of a religious service. But I would like for us to take a look at the Word of God as we see the use of this blessing, bestowing of blessing, as we are called in 1 Peter to be a blessing and to call a blessing upon one another. Finally, be ye of one mind, having compassion. Do we have that compassion and love for our brothers and our sisters? Do we look at them as part and parcel with us in the grace of God? We are called together. We have been baptized into one body. Do we have that compassion one of another? That love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Are we vengeful? Do we render evil in response to evil that is rendered to us? Oh, railing. It says we are instead called to blessing. First of all, let's look at a few examples of blessing in the scriptures. First, let's turn to Genesis chapter 27. These are examples that we have in the scriptures of blessing. Genesis chapter 27 and beginning in verse 27. And you know the context of the story here as Isaac was getting up in age, and as he is winding down in his life, and he's going to give a blessing that was handed down to him to his son, and as it was their custom that the elder was generally to receive the blessing. And but yet, Jacob and his mom had figured out, devised a plan whereby they might deceive Isaac, and Jacob would receive the blessing instead, though he was the younger. And in verse 27, it says, "And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, 'See, the smell of my son, as it is the smell of the field which the Lord had blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee.'" So we have this in this example here where Isaac blesses Jacob, and then also as he prepares to leave, because the rest of the story is that, well, the older brother finally comes in and he realizes that the blessing has been stolen by Jacob's conniving and Rebekah's also with him. And so Jacob is fleeing from his brother because his brother is very upset and angry, and he wants to kill him. And so they send him away, and in departing, in chapter 28, verse 1, it says, "And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, 'Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father's, and take thee a wife from thence, and the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother.'" So he blessed him as he sends him away. Let's take another look at chapter 48 in Genesis. 48. And here we have Jacob now is blessing his son, Joseph. And we know that Jacob gives a blessing to all of his sons, and but, you know, for the sake of time, we're going to take a look at the blessing of Joseph and his sons. So Genesis chapter 48, and reading at verse 15, Genesis 48. "And he blessed Joseph and said, 'God, before whom my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, did walk, the God which fed me all the lifelong unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, blessed the lads, and let my name be blessed on them, and the name of my father Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude and in the midst of the earth.' And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. So we have these examples, and there are others, but we will just take a look at those. So that we can get an idea of what's going on. We see from these examples of blessings there are some things to be gleaned from it. Okay, first of all, as we go to a second point, the flow of blessings. The first point that we can see is that the blessings are from God. That's the first thing we need to recognize. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Jacob received the blessing from Isaac, but this is blessing that God first blessed Abraham, and Abraham and passed on the blessing to Isaac and then to Jacob. The blessings are from God. That's the first thing that we need to really realize and understand as we think about blessing. And in the context of that, we are to call a blessing upon one another. We need to recognize that this blessing, it's a prayer. We must pray and intercede for the blessings upon our brothers and upon our sisters. This blessing is from God, so we acknowledge this. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So blessings are from God. Now, in Genesis chapter 33, looking at verse 36, we have Jacob as he is returning to his brother Esau after many years. He's met there by the angel of the Lord, which is the pre-incarnate Lord Jesus Christ. And he struggles with him, it says, until the morning. And in verse 26, he says, And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou ask me my name? And he blessed him there. This is God blesses Jacob. And Jacob, we also see that Jacob, realizing that something supernatural was happening here, he held on to him, recognizing that the blessing would come from God. And he says, I am not going to let go. Now, this is the same kind of desire that we need to have for a blessing. We need to seek this blessing that is coming from God. And we need to recognize that every good gift and every perfect gift is going to come from God, and we need to seek it. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it make it rich, and he added no sorrow with it. And we, sometimes we have our plans, and we work out something for ourselves to improve our situations, improve ourselves. And sometimes we might ignore God or leave him out and not seek his face. We might have a scheme or something worked out. But what we need to do instead is to seek God's blessing, to seek God's will, seek his purpose, and what he's trying to do, he will bless. The blessing of the Lord, it make it rich, and he added no sorrow with it. We might seek our own way to become rich. That's not in the will of God. And you might become rich. But then God gives sorrow with it. But when you are in his will, doing his plan, he added no sorrow with that blessing. Genesis chapter 39, let's take a look at Joseph. As Joseph having received the blessing of the Lord, excuse me, we see where Joseph in Genesis 39 is a servant in the house of Potiphar, who is the captain of Pharaoh's army. And so Potiphar has a very high position in Pharaoh's administration, and he has Joseph, who was sold into slavery into Egypt. Joseph is now in a place because of the way he behaved himself, acknowledging God. God blesses Joseph to become, he blesses him to be in a place of responsibility, great responsibility, in the house of Potiphar, the captain of Pharaoh's army. And in verse 5 of chapter 39, it says, And it came to pass from that time that he had, excuse me, I can hardly see this stuff. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had. And the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sakes. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Now, this is the kind of blessing we need to be to all, to our employer, to our families, because of our response and obedience to God. God will not only bless you, but he will bless those that are around you, those that you are under. And so we want to be following Joseph's example, that the Lord will bless the Egyptian's house because of Joseph's sake. Deuteronomy chapter 16. According to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he giveth thee. Another verse showing us that blessings are from God. Now, a second point on the flow of blessings is that blessings are from God through God-appointed authority. Now, as we looked at Genesis chapter 27, we see that Isaac blessed Jacob. And this was an expectation that the blessing was to be handed down, was to be given and prayed for from God to those that are under you. We see also, we recall how Jacob blessed Joseph. He blessed all of his sons. And he prophesied about what would happen to them and their offsprings. He blessed Joseph and his sons. And we've already read that, so we won't read it again. Exodus chapter 39, we see Moses blesses the children of Israel. And I like to just turn to that one, Exodus chapter 39 and verse 43. Exodus 39, 43. And Moses did look upon all the work, and behold, they had done it as the Lord had commanded. Even so, they had done it, and Moses blessed them. This isn't, it's after God gave them instruction on how they should build the tabernacle, and they followed his instructions, and God blessed them through Moses. And we also see in Leviticus chapter 9, Aaron blesses the children of Israel. Joshua chapter 14, we see Joshua blessing Caleb. And I want to read from Ephesians chapter 2. Excuse me, Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, reading verses 2 and 3. Ephesians chapter 6. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And in verse 3, the promise is that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, we saw these examples of these fathers blessing their sons, and it is passed on. I want you to think about the blessing of the Lord. You want to seek a blessing, and you want to pray for a blessing of your offspring. And then, our third point is, we want to talk about responsibility. Responsibility of the blesser and the responsibility of the recipient. Now, we've seen these examples here. First of all, acknowledging that blessing is ultimately going to come from God. Then the responsibility of the blesser is to pray. When Isaac was blessing Jacob, this was not just something that he had to give or he had authority or power to give. This is what God is giving through him. So the blesser has to learn intercession. Now, what I want us to really come to grips with is, as Peter is saying, that we are called unto blessing. As you look at your brother, as you look at the ones that's coming up under you, under your authority, in your Sunday school class, in your household, your responsibility is intercession, to call these blessings of God upon them. Then there's that responsibility of the recipient. And the responsibility of the recipient is to obey. Obey the will of God. I'd like to read, this is a very important passage that was speaking of the children of Israel. But there's an application that for us to learn from it. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And we will see that, there was the blessing that was promised to the children of Israel, and there was a condition to it. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, we have blessing, and then we have the cursings. And I'll just read the first part talking about the blessing. But I want us to catch the blessings that there are for us to pray for those in our care. But I want us also to catch the responsibility of that would-be recipient of the blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28 says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do." And those are your responsibility. Those are the responsibility of the recipient, to observe and to do all his commandments which he command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket and store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out, and the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and the Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto him. And as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou wilt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous and good in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasures in heaven to give the rain unto the land of his season, and to bless all the work of thy hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. and thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he command thee this day, and there it is again, to observe and to do. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Why? That thou mayest observe to do. Observe to do. That's the goal. Obedience. According to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So the application for us. Two things that are, if we don't get anything else, what I want us to get is the need for intercession. And we have these examples of the scriptures of how we need to pray, how we need to ask, what kind of blessing we need to ask for those that are under us. We need to be earnest in our diligent intercession for one another. Not just those that are under you. Let's read again the text. It says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Bless one another. Pray for one another. Love as brothers. Be pitiful. Be courteous. We have to remember who the enemy is. We have to. It's not your brother. It's not your sister. It's Satan. The wicked one is wanting to destroy. The wicked one is wanting to make you ineffective. We need to intercede for one another and pray God's blessing upon one another. And then the other side of it is, in order for the blessing to be a blessing, we must be obedient. We can't just expect a blessing without being obedient to the word of God. These things are only going to become effective if we observe to do. So there is that intercession, and there is that obedience that is called for, that is needed. And the word of the Lord would be fully saturated in our lives. And I'd like to close with a blessing that the Lord gave unto Moses, gave Moses to give to Aaron to bless the children of Israel. Numbers chapter 6, it reads, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto the children and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying, and that's that first point, it's coming from the Lord. The Lord bless thee. The Lord bless thee. We must first acknowledge that every blessing is only from the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious. And we were reminded this morning that it's only by grace. The Lord be gracious unto thee. We need to pray for grace for one another. We need to pray for mercy and grace. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shall we pray? Our blessed God, Indeed, we acknowledge you are the all-powerful maker of the universe. And every good gift and every perfect gift is from you. And we acknowledge that, Lord, we just ask that you would guide us that we might earnestly intercede and pray for one another, remembering who our enemy is. It's not our brother, it's not our sister, but the wicked one who is your enemy. And Lord, we need to pray for one another, and we need to be obedient to your word. Help us, Lord, that we might do just this. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen.